This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator?
Doug?
College football this weekend. Michigan State plays Indiana. Michigan plays Oregon. I can see a path to victory for both teams. And
does one include food poisoning?
No.
Okay.
But they do include intangibles. I think you've got a classic adrenaline dump coming for Indiana, and I think you're talking about with Oregon, it's two trips to the East Coast or to the Midwest in 3 weeks that could impact the outcomes of those games. I saw a stat about Michigan State that stunned me, though. Do you see how many sacks they have in Big Ten play, Spartans?
They won?
One. That's something that... They need to trade for an edge rusher. They need Za'Darius Smith.
Well, some of that is, you know, who you've gone against, and some of that is certainly lack of a consistent pass rush. They had more. They had a pass rush to start the season. Bogle got off to a pretty good start, but they just haven't really been able to sustain it at this point. I mean, they're not. They're getting even when they blitz with linebackers. They're just not getting home with that.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Is there, what's the latest on Curtis Rourke, Indiana's quarterback?
Last I heard was he's practicing and that they're hoping he's going to be ready to go.
For Michigan, it's get off to a much better start than they did in the Texas game. Texas took the opening kick, went right down the field, and really just drove the length of the field the first few possessions and roared out to a 24-3 lead. They got to get the fans into it and make it a hostile place to play. Health-wise, they need some guys to get back on the field, and their defensive line has to be the best possible version of themselves to give them a chance.
Well, I think to give them a chance, you're right. But if you're worried about Indiana having an adrenaline dump, what about Michigan having an adrenaline dump? I mean, they just came off a very spirited game on Saturday night and the fallout and all that. And, yeah, you've got one of the top teams in the country coming to town.
I don't think I'm worried about him being up for number one.
No, I don't see any path for victory for Michigan.
There you go. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We go to Chris. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. I want to comment on the Lions trade deadline, but I wanted to touch on the Tigers. If I'm in charge of the Tigers over there, I'm putting the full court press on two guys, Shane Bieber and Walker Buehler. Both guys wouldn't command the contracts that, you know, Max Fried or Corbin Burns would require. They'd be low-risk, high-reward guys. I think they fit in nicely, especially stealing Bieber from, you know, within the division. But touching on the Lions.
Well, hang on, before you get to the Lions, let me just say this. I think you brought up two interesting names in terms of pitchers because they're not the top names that are on the list there that most people would want to bring up. The way Walker Buehler pitched, though, in the World Series, he may have just, you know, got himself several million dollars more per season with that performance. But I would love to see him in a Tigers uniform. I think those are both names are really intriguing.
Yeah, I'd give it to him, you know, and because obviously it'd be probably less, probably half the amount that, you know, Corbin Burns could cost, and he could give you that same kind of impact on the team. But as far as the Lions go, look, they're not in a desperate situation yet. They do need a pass rusher or two. I think what Brad Holmes is doing is something that benefits the culture of this team. Yeah, when Aiden Hutchinson goes down, obviously that's a glaring hole there. But if you just go out and pick somebody up to replace him without giving guys that are on the team opportunity to produce and cut pick up some of the slack, I think that has a negative impact on the culture.
Well,
now, we have obviously seen a
Chris, they're gonna get a number of games. They got a couple of games here to prove something, and they really haven't. I mean, maybe somebody bursts out and have a great game against the Packers, but you know the pass rush was lacking against the Vikings. Darnold had a ton of time, and you know they didn't get home enough against Mason Rudolph. They had one sack.
And it came on an unblocked play.
Yeah. So haven't those guys? They're going to get this Sunday too, so they're going to get three games. I mean, I don't think anybody in the locker room would be offended if Sunday's no different and they made a trade.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I'm saying like if they did it right off the rip, you know, right after he got injured and just went out and made a trade, I think that sends a wrong message to the locker room. But obviously, they have not gotten much pressure.
That can't send the wrong message to the locker room, because the message it sends to the locker room is that we want to win. We have a good football team that we need to win right now. And it's not, I think people keep forgetting this. It's not just Hutchinson. Wow. They lost Marcus Davenport to start the season, right? Play game two, he gets hurt. People conveniently forget that and think it's all about Hutch. It's not all about Hutch. Hutch is the best player on the defense without question, and he's gone. But that made it even more.
The reason they forget about it is because we didn't have him last year and we didn't even really know what it was like to have him. And so. But I will say this about...
It was a guy who was getting pressure on the quarterback in two games.
Dude's scenario is kind of a moot point because those guys have been given a chance. They haven't made a trade. And the best point is they've won both the games anyway. 248-539-9797. Dale is next here on 97.1. Hi, Dale.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
It's almost in an instance where I feel like I've won the lotto with the Lions, being a fan for a long time. And all the crazy relatives are coming out of the woodwork now, just wanting all these, you know, great aspects of other teams to come, you know, through trades. And it's not just going to happen. You know, Brad Holmes has built a team here based off a process to follow. And they're following it. And look where we're at. You know, we're in year three, four, and
year four.
It's unbelievable. You know, we're 6-1, we're atop the division, we're a Super Bowl favorite. What more could you ask for? Let them do what they need to do. Everybody calm down. It'll be all right. And see how it plays out. Ask San Francisco how it goes making splash trades. What has it got them?
Well, it got them the win over the Lions, but it didn't get them the Super Bowl, and they still have yet in this incarnation of the 49ers to get one.
Isn't that our end goal, is the Super Bowl?
Yep. Yep, it is.
Okay. So, I mean, I would take that Super Bowl over to trophy than just saying, hey, we made the Super Bowl.
They do have a few trophies over there in San Francisco to be proud of, too. So.
Yeah, but this incarnation of the 49ers, they keep coming close, and they don't win the whole thing, but you've got, you know, they still got a chance. Now they're tied for first, and they've had a ton of injuries, and maybe they'll get some guys back. I don't know what the hell's going on with McCaffrey. That thing was weird from moment one, and it's still weird.
I think it's a little overplayed because the guys that they've had in this place have done just fine.
He has done well.
There are other players that they, I think, miss more. And I know people will say, well, McCaffrey's the straw that stirs the drink and all that. He's great. And so his replacement has been great.
Yeah, I mean, he does a little bit different things, more on the receiving end. But either way, the point with the Colorado, what more do you want? People want the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's what they want.
Yeah,
and let things play out.
I do like his crazy relatives are coming out of
the
woodwork. I like that analogy. I would never say that the Lions have hit the lotto because you hit the lotto when you win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But the crazy relatives analogy, I think, is funny. Let's go to Tony. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, y'all have me tough after that guy. But let me say this. Doug, I love y'all. I love what they did with the Lions, but Cal Hamilton is still on my mind when we traded up for J-Mo. Now, let's just keep real now. I'm not saying Brad did a good job, but we still question some moves. It's like the Hendon Hookerson pick, okay? We pass up two defensive guys that's playing in the league now. Now, I trust Brad, but still, I'm going to keep the eyebrow, you know, keep my eyes open because there's some things that I just learned from Joe Dumars, I guess, breaking my heart. But I'm always going to be looking open-minded about the thing. I want to win the Super Bowl. I want us to get there. And when Hutchins, we knew we needed a pass rusher, and now Hutch go down, and now they want to, you know, I'm not going to use a, you know, a bad word, but yes, come on. When I bought the car, I shouldn't be taking it back because the car need parts, okay? Come on, let's get to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm okay with having Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph as the safeties with Ivimela Fanwu, you know, on the mend here, as opposed to getting Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton's fine. And, oh, by the way, we still have J-Mo. So I like the Lions' return. That works for me. And well, and I'm not going to get upset about the Lions not doing something until they choose to not do something.
Yeah. Tony, he's not perfect. But the scenario you brought up, they're strong at safety. They're strong as hell at safety. If they drafted Kyle Hamilton instead of J-Mo, they'd still be strong as hell at safety, and they wouldn't even have J-Mo, which
they probably wouldn't have Brian Branch.
They probably wouldn't have Brian Branch, but J-Mo will be back on the field, right?
Yeah. Can I have a rebuttal on that? Y'all remember we gave our draft picks too, okay? Let's remember, Brad could have picked up what we needed to do. Like, even the Pickett pick, the wide receiver for Pittsburgh, he was a second rounder if he stayed there.
You don't like the team? Hey, let me ask you this. You don't like the team he's constructed?
I love that.
What are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
Yes, you are. Why are you complaining? No, why are you doing Tony, you're doing the what-if game. Why didn't they get Kyle Hamilton? Why didn't they get George Pickens? What are you talking about? They had the best offense in the National Football League. They're 6-1. They made it to the NFC Championship game, buddy. Come on.
Come on. I'm not saying that, Gator. Okay, here we go again. I went through the Barry Sanders games and after we beat Dallas and seen that we didn't do it because we didn't invest in players. I just don't want to repeat history, Gator. That's all I want to see is win the Super Bowl.
Okay, have they invested in the players? Did they not they got an extension for Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got an extension for Penei Sewell. An extension for Jared Goff. An extension for Ali McNeil. An extension for Taylor Decker, and they're about to get more extensions out. They're taking care of the team. They're doing the job. They're making this sustainable for years.
All I'm asking you one question. Do you feel comfortable this team without doing anything else?
No, I don't. But why do you think they're not going to do anything? Why do you have that mentality?
Oh, T. Gator, you're taking it half glass. I'm not trying to do that.
You are.
No, I'm
Tony. Let me ask you straight up. Do you think the Lions make a move on Tuesday?
I pray to God they do.
Do you think they'll make a move on Tuesday?
I'm praying to God they do.
Do you think they'll make a deal on Tuesday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm on record. No.
There it is. That's why. Because if you don't, then that's why you have the thoughts you have in your head. That's why you're complaining about stuff that coulda, woulda, shoulda, and don't do that game because the what they actually did is better than coulda, woulda, shoulda. On Wednesday's show, when we do Wednesday's show together, and you are in on Wednesday, when we do Wednesday's show...
I have an appointment, just a heads up.
Nope.
Yep.
We're doing the show Wednesday. If the Lions don't make a move on by the trade deadline, trade deadline comes and goes, the Lions don't do something to improve the pass rush, you have all the ammunition and all the will and all the power to come on and go ahead and talk about how upset you are, and it's going to be hard to refute it. But to not be patient through this and understand the timing of the situation right now, that they're not going to make a trade, likely it's not going to happen today. Sure as hell ain't going to happen tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday. The deadline is Tuesday. They have those 2 days to make the deals happen. You're going to find out more about the rest of the teams in the league, which teams are in, which teams are out, who's having a fire sale, who's not, who you're going to have to bribe to do a little bit more to get it done. Save the vitriol for Wednesday.
97 on the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.